Random House Audio presents The Illustrious Dead, the terrifying story of how typhus killed Napoleon's greatest army, by Stephen Talty, read for you by Stephen Hoy. Introduction. Old Bones. In Lithuania, late in the winter of 2001, construction crews began clearing a piece of land in that part of the capital, Vilnius, known as Northern Town, digging trenches for phone lines and demolishing the old Soviet barracks that had stood on the land for decades. Vilnius was booming, with new money flooding in and decades of oppression under Moscow and Berlin seeming at last ready to vanish, along with the last physical traces of imperialism. Real estate developers had snapped up the old troops' quarters to be made into luxe new homes for the computer programmers and regional managers who would soon turn this forbidding collection of buildings into a sparkling hub of the new Europe. The work had gone smoothly until one bulldozer scraped up a layer of soil and uncovered something white underneath its blade. The operator looked down and saw bones, bones that were quite clearly human. Femurs, ribs, skulls. One worker later told a reporter that the white things wouldn't stop coming out of the ground. There were thousands of them. Word spread to nearby neighborhoods, and men and women came hurrying across the fields, their boots crunching in the hoarfrost and their breath blowing white. There had been whispers for years about this place. Rumors that the KGB had used the barracks as torture chambers for political dissidents. Many believed that those who hadn't survived the questioning had been buried in mass graves somewhere on the grounds. 8 years earlier,